50 to Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 to Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Larry Dial.
Good morning.
And our producer, Jennifer. And our numbers are 860-0850, start 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. And today's show is sponsored by Bell South Mobility, DCS, and you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. Also brought to you by the Computer Exchange. They sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road, across from North Hills Mall, and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center, the Computer Exchange. We're also brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. Today's show brought to you also by Warp Computers, the place for all your computer needs, specializing in parts, networks, and total systems. They're at 2822 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh, and you can call them at 872-1156. Do you remember a few weeks ago we started talking about internet tax and sales tax, and we were all bombarded with people that knew what they were talking about and we didn't?
We never know.
Do we know what we're talking about?
All right.
So we need the people that know what they're talking about to get out their pencils and sharpen them and get ready on the phone, 860-0850 or star 50 if you're on a Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. Because with us in the studio this morning is Senator Eric Reeves from Wake County, and he is the chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. And Eric's going to talk to us about, answer all the questions about sales tax, all the questions. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're fine, thank you.
He's the target. He's responsible for everything, so you can call him and blame him for everything, right?
There you go.
Don't know about that.
Well, anything about government and the computers, we can get him. We got him.
Yeah, the nice thing is you do feel like a target most of the time.
In your position?
Yes.
Yes.
it's a big issue.
Yeah.
Issue these days. How to collect, how the state can collect sales tax from sales over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's no problem if you log on and you buy something from a company in the state, automatically you're paying taxes. But if you're buying anything from out of state, and not just on the internet, if you pick up the phone and buy something from a catalog using your credit card, you don't pay tax. I mean, a lot of people seem to say, we save money. Personally, I don't think you're doing it to save the tax. You're doing it because there's no other place to get it. I mean, when you open the catalog, it just happened to be in another state. You don't think about that fact. Besides, the shipping normally is more than the tax. Normally more than the tax.
But everybody's worried about this.
Everybody's worried about it, and there's a good reason for it. There's no, I mean, for the merchants, there is a good reason for it, because they don't want to have. I mean, merchants outside of the state don't want to have to bother with having to file in every state, I assume, and we don't want to be bothered with it.
And for those of you who've seen your North Carolina State Income Tax Form this year, there's this place that says, how much have you bought over the Internet?
Right.
How many people really put anything in there is what I'd like to know.
I mean, what is it? What's the minimum? $30?
I forget. I forget what it was.
Not minimum. I mean, flat.
Yeah.
I think it was $30.
Well, the reason for that is on the North Carolina Tax Form is that our tax scheme for collecting such things has been in existence for 20, 30 years. It's just that, you know, like in the mail order situation, it is harder. I mean, it's just impossible to collect. I mean, unless people tell you about it.
Right.
And most people don't keep all of their, I mean, if most people probably like me, and when I'm in out of the state and I buy something, you know, I don't always keep all my receipts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a type A person. As a matter of fact, my receipts generally just go right in the trash can.
Yeah, well, I mean.
So, you know, now you need to do that. And so the question was, is that the Department of Revenue folks posed to us was, well, we have this requirement. And with the increase in technology, now you actually do have some capacity to keep track of such things. What do we do?
Who has?
We.
The lawmakers.
Yeah.
The enforcers. You call it well, whatever. Not the user.
Well, and the user, too. It's interesting that the sort of the big debate that I'm keeping track of right now is do you do it at the point of sale? Yeah, where is the point of sale now? You know, is the point of sale where the order hits the server with with the company you're buying from, or is the point of sale at your enter button or your clicker?
Does it make a difference?
Well, it does because of the way we have traditionally approached taxation. And this is a common theme, I think, you know, to kind of pull us, you know, out of this tax issue and kind of get to even a higher level,
mm-hmm.
is that this internet tool and way of life is just going to change the way we think about everything. So when you try to apply old thoughts to the new system, you get some wacky results. Now, I don't really have a bias on this one way or the other yet, because I've been following it. I'm a type of person that doesn't like to spend a lot of time working on things I can't control.
Mm-hmm.
I try to focus my time and energy on things that are productive. The federal government has passed a moratorium on taxation, so I've not felt like I needed to spend a whole lot of time worrying about this. But I'm a member, because of my position in the Senate, I'm a member of the U.S. Internet Council. And the U.S. Internet Council says that basically you should not tax at the server. You should tax at they say that the point of sale is at the clicker, where you're at.
And how are they?
And so what they do is they want to put the burden, the internet companies want to put the burden for the collection and distribution and reporting of the tax, of any taxes that may be due and owing on you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. I mean, that, you know, I don't know how
very
all of that,
interesting.
How, but that's the policy that the industry people are pushing.
You know why? Because there's no other way to do it. There is really no other way to do it.
Well, then you ask the question. Okay, say that you want to do it. You know, you don't want to get into people's households.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to have to do all this. I mean, if you think about passing laws and how it affects me, you know, not a senator, but me as a citizen. You know, I don't really want to assign that duty to me,
mm-hmm.
and others across the state. I'd rather have the, you know, the industries that have, you know, more sophistication, better bookkeeping records, you know, all that kind of stuff, keeping track of it because that's what they do. Well, if we go down that road, and you're looking at revenue generation to pay for, you know, the things that we do,
mm-hmm.
road building, school construction, you know, and that's
everything.
What, you know, after all, that's what, you know, your taxes really go to pay for is most of it. 80% of every tax dollar that you have basically goes to education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do we pay for that? Well, if our regulatory framework on taxation goes for the server or the distribution system, Well, North Carolina probably loses in that environment because most of those distribution systems are out in, I don't know, Maine. I mean, if you think about L.L. Bean and yeah. et al., or out in the Midwest, you know, Dell has their big operation in Tennessee now. You know, most of those distribution centers where you are, you know, placing your order, mm-hmm. you know, aren't here in North Carolina.
Right.
So do we want all of our taxation to support the education system in Tennessee? I don't. I'd rather have my I want my money right here,
absolutely.
You know, so that when my six-year-old goes through the education system, that it's a decent place for her to go. So that is the give and take that's going on, and it's fascinating to me to watch the congressional debate on this. Why is this a huge hue and cry debate? Well,
we need money.
Well, the sales tax is more people get online and do more business of their business online. What you're seeing is an erosion of your tax base in North Carolina, and really most of it is across the South.
Why?
Well, the South is strategically disadvantaged for the new economy right now. We are the poster child for the digital divide. North Carolina is probably even worse for southern states. For instance, here in Raleigh, in the Triangle area, we rank by these independent ranking people, whoever they are,
mm-hmm.
probably up in Washington somewhere. We rank in the top 15 places in the country for connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
And connectedness is, you know, domain names, internet activity, all that kind of stuff. As an aside, I might add, I just saw a recent study that really blew my socks off. We're trying to create a network access point for the Triangle. Network access point will speed up your, you know, most of our internet traffic goes up to Baltimore before really hitting the web. Well, we're trying to do a demand study right now, and just on an informal basis, I think that the traffic of the UNC system, MCNC, IBM, Cisco, Nortel is more than the entire just that discrete part of our internet traffic in the RTP is more than the entire internet traffic for the Houston, Texas metro area, which really blew my socks off because Houston is a huge town.
Yeah, many millions of people, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
millions and millions
of people. There you go. But that's an aside.
No, it's not an aside. I want to.
But we're interested in trying to create one of my top priorities is broadband high speed communication. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go down that road, and anything I can do to promote those policies, I'm going to do. But
You'll do it.
Yep.
You'll do whatever we ask.
That's right. Absolutely.
You have your list, Larry?
Yes.
Larry's got the tip list.
Larry is going to do everything we ask.
That's right.
I want to continue on this. So Wake County is a hottie. All right,
yeah. We will.
We're running out of time for
I don't want to get into something that we have to cut in the middle. You're tuned to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, and we're talking with Senator Eric Reeves of Wake County, who is the chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions or comments. We're going to talk about taxation on the Internet, and we're going to talk about anything technical that we can discuss and learn from, and I'm sure we're going to learn a lot of things today. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. And we're talking with Senator Eric Reeves of Wake County. Eric is the chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. And we're talking about taxation on the Internet, hot topic these days. And, of course, we can talk about a lot of other technology-related subjects here. Larry, you wanted to talk to us.
Well, Eric was starting on about why we're at a disadvantage, even though we who sit here in Wake County think that we're in the center of the connected world.
We are.
And we are. But, and this is where you were going, I wanted to hear, because you said that the South in general is at the other side of the digital divide. I wanted to hear more about that.
Right, and the study showed, you know, RTP areas ranks in the top 15 places in the country for connectedness, and that's everything that goes along with that. But the state as a whole, basically 46.
Is that right? Oh, 46 out of 50.
Oh gosh.
And there are a lot of factors that go into that. It's not just your telecommunications infrastructure, although that is part of it. Some of it is income related, some of it is education related, but probably mostly, in my opinion, what it is about is that we just have not recognized as a kind of a state economic development policy, the importance of these changes. And we were talking earlier about the speed at which all these changes are happening. And, you know, things like arguing for a network access point that we were talking about earlier, that's something that we probably should have been arguing for 2-3 years ago. Maybe even 10 years ago, you know, if we'd really been thinking about it. So we're sort of, you know, kind of Johnny come lately to the infrastructure debate. And has that held back Eastern North Carolina, Western North Carolina? Metropolitan North Carolina is doing great. I mean, our economy in Wake County is just gangbusters, you know, and by God, we got to keep it going. But, you know, you go off into Granville County,
put them down,
to disparage them, but they've got some real issues out there with regard to how are they preparing for the new economy. And that kind of gets me back to your taxation issue, which is, and one of my kind of four general principles that I deal with all the time is whenever you're talking technology to people and you have a big technology issue that you're dealing with, be aware, because you can almost divide people into two piles right now, but be aware of advocates for the old system and be aware of advocates for the new system.
Mm-hmm.
And the new system thinkers are not all, we don't know. Old system thinkers, you know, they know, but what they've got doesn't apply to what's happening. And they may very well hold us back. And we need to be very careful about extending our old policies to this new environment. I'll give you an example.
You mean we have to develop new ones?
Oh, yeah.
That can work.
Clearly.
Absolutely.
A couple of years ago, I pushed a digital signature bill in the state. And the goal was to benefit commerce, but was also to try to bootstrap government into being able to provide online secure transactions to citizens that want to interact with government that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to be able to, you know, do any of my interactions with government online.
You mean rather than stand in line down at some building?
Well, you know, that was the...
It says both sides are winners.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, so they'll say, you know, online instead of in line type thing. But the transaction costs are really great, too. Service Arizona, in Arizona, they've been doing a lot of this. Their transaction costs went from like $9 a transaction to, if you did it online, $1.75. Now, when you're talking about taxation and losing revenue and all of this stuff, well, that may be true, but you're losing revenue to support a very old system, you know, and, you know, that may not be the government of the future.
Right.
No, the government of the future may not be as expensive as it is right now.
If you develop new ways, I mean, this is like if we have trains going everywhere and suddenly they decided, you know what, I would like to veer a little bit and go to that side street, but you're not going to run tracks there, so somebody will build an engine but use the same wheels and ruin the roads, right? Just because, but that's because they did not develop a different wheel to go on that particular road. That's the kind of thing. I mean, if it's something on paper, and let's go back to taxation. How does, I mean, the government can obviously send you a form and for income tax, and there is a W-2 that came from your employer, and they know exactly how much you made. It's also up to you to put it in there. You have to put it in there and fill it up yourself or the preparer, but they have something to compare it against. With sales tax, the companies, the catalog companies that you're buying from are not going to send North Carolina government a report on how much Amnon-Nissan bought from them this year. So right then it makes the whole process impossible to enforce because you have to rely on me to tell you the truth.
Unless, you know, in the federal debate, when they're talking about this, this is part, you know, if you look through the whole thing, I mean, it's very unwieldy and, you know, millions, of, you know, millions, but thousands of recommendations. But one of them is that these, you know, online and your mail order businesses have to report to
and that's
your state department of revenue what percentage of their gross intake came from North Carolina.
But well, once they do that, how do they get it to me? All right, just say L.L. Bean has 10% of their revenue coming from North Carolina.
I don't know. I mean,
this is possible because as a retailer in one side of my business, when I sell to out of state, on the sales tax thing, there is something. You sold out of state. There is wholesale that you don't pay tax on. There's out of state that you don't pay tax on. And there's labor that you don't pay tax on. And some other things. But these are the three that I have something to do with. And you do have a record of where you sold to.
Right.
Now, you don't do anything with it right now. I mean, if you ask me, here's $5,000. Now, am I going to break it up? I have no idea where it went to.
Well, they know how to get to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting. The other day, I want to use an example, but I don't want to use a business name, but I bought something the other day. It was a very strange purchase for me because I'd never bought something in this generalized area before. And then, I mean, within the next week, I got all sorts of I got mail in my street. I got lots of interesting spam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all in the same area.
Yeah.
You know, and this was a very local. I mean, very local. I know exactly
who I
ordered it from. Mm-hmm. And when I hit the clicker, and it was just fascinating to me. Now. They
know how to get to you.
Hey, if they know how to get to me, they know exactly what it is that I bought, what type of thing I bought, and if they're keeping those kind of records, surely to God they can send the Department of Revenue a statement that says Eric Reese bought X for X for me on, you know, March, you know, 15th.
Nobody would buy from them if they did that.
Well, you know, if you look at InterNode today, there's this whole in the query section, whatever they got this new section called queue. In the queue section.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the paper? Yes. Whatever that means.
Well, it depends upon how you look at the paper. I'm trying to figure out if I need to take the paper anymore, because I read it mostly online.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do, yeah.
But anyway, in their queue section, they had this whole debate on cookies.
Oh, and where to take them under your emails.
Yeah. You know, and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, that's part of it. I mean, there's a very visceral debate out there right now in the telemarketing area, and in the all the people calling you at 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have a very simple rule: if they call me, I don't buy from them. You know, now I don't understand. I think most people are about the same way, but I don't understand why they continue doing that. They lose my business.
Well, because for everyone that they lose, or for maybe for every 10 that they lose, they get one, and I don't know. There must be an incentive in that.
It must be. I mean, I don't know the ins and the outs of it, but, you know, it's a very, you know, irksome to me.
You tune to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850. The buzzer number is 860-0850, 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, or #850 on your Alltel cell phone, which are free calls, and we're talking with Senator Eric Reeves, chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. We want to hear from you.
I want to tell you something that's just burning me to get it out.
Okay.
Go for it.
A couple of weeks ago, I heard a presentation from a group of researchers from NC State. They represent professors at NC State, Chapel Hill, and Duke. They're working on the Internet 2 project. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're aware of that. And I've been struggling with this whole, you know, who are we? Virginia says we're the Internet state, and we're going to lead the Internet, whatever that means. But, mm-hmm. but you know, they've been very successful at, you know, recasting their image for the new economy. And North Carolina, you know, really hasn't engaged in a, you know, how is the new economy going to transform the state, and what is our role in it? So when I heard this presentation, saw a demonstration project. It was really cool. I mean, this is transmission. Lucent, you know, Technologies has a big presence here in the Raleigh area. It all of a sudden occurred to me why they have this presence. They were transmitting 3D images very, very clearly. I mean, in ways that, you know, you could only dream about. And it was very, the applications for such a thing are just staggering,
mm-hmm.
you know, at what this all means. Well, we're the test site, the chief testing site for the next generation Internet is right here. And, I mean, it's going on all over the place.
And Larry can't even get ADSL.
Right. Well, that's part of the divide issue.
That's right.
You know,
Erskine, North Raleigh divide.
Erskine Bowles is trying to help you out on that with the Rural Prosperity Task Force.
Tell you what, Eric, let's real quick. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a comment.
Yeah, I just put a Micron computer, which comes out of Idaho. I put it on the internet and on the telephone, it cost over $3,000, and I had to pay North Carolina sales tax on it.
$3,000.
Micron.
Yes, Micron.
If the company has presence in North Carolina, whether it be an office, a booth somewhere, anything, an office, then you will have to pay sales tax. I don't know if any other ways that they'll do it.
Someone told me that there are 17 states that they were paying sales tax to,
mm-hmm.
and as of either last Friday or the Friday before, the remaining all states who collect income tax came down in
sales tax.
In apparently, no, income tax.
Yeah.
Battered them over the heads, and now Micron will be paying sales tax to those states who do collect an income tax.
Okay.
And I have another question.
I just hope that that money is going to come to North Carolina and not stay in Idaho or wherever. Real quick, you can ask, and we need to get off the air, and then we'll answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not a question. The senator made a comment at the beginning saying that when he's out of state and he makes a purchase and he doesn't keep his receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just a comment about keeping receipts, or is it? Were you suggesting that we should pay a sales tax on stuff we purchased out of state and then come back and report the same purchase in North Carolina?
Well, as I understand it, and I'm not going to hold myself out as a taxation expert. Every time I wade into the North Carolina Revenue Code, I get very confused. But as it's been explained to me, if you're outside the state and you buy it, like if you're in New York and you tell them I'm from North Carolina, they don't have to collect a sales tax on you. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, then it is your responsibility to report that when you get back to North Carolina. And that happens a lot. I mean, I don't know about your experience, but it happens to me right much.
Okay. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone. And we're talking with Senator Eric Reeves of Wake County, chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. We're talking about internet and taxes. Eric, why don't we go directly to the phone and talk with Clement. Good morning.
Good morning. Like your show.
Thank you.
I bought this Tabasco, the only thing I've ever bought on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And they charged me 6% sales tax instead of 2.
What? Instead of 2?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be 2.
Oh. Interesting.
I know.
Very interesting.
Well,
no, they're not. You know, if it's in North Carolina, there is no sales tax on food anymore. We
I thought
that.
There was county sales tax.
Maybe the county one's still around.
Yeah. So they weren't supposed to charge me any sales tax, is what you're saying. I like that idea.
Where did you buy it from?
Tabasco, the internet.
From where? Where did it come out of?
It came out of Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana just got money for their school system.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really... You see, this is the bad thing. This is what... Clement, is there anything else?
Well, yeah, I got another question.
Okay.
It's a computer question.
Oh.
Can I ask a computer question?
Go ahead.
Okay. Is a K6-2 work as good as a Pentium-2?
No. Speed-wise, yeah, but the K6-2... is not as robust as the Pentium 2.
Oh, well, we thank you. You
sure.
Guys have a good day.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. You see, this is one of the problems that I'm worried about. That here, we let the companies pay North Carolina tax. If North Carolina cannot get me, a North Carolina resident, to tell them exactly how much I spent last year in out-of-state purchases, how do they expect a company from out-of-state to do it, where you don't have any jurisdiction over them?
Yeah, it's a very good point. I mean, every North Carolinian that pays a tax to an internet company that's out of the state, and you know you just need to realize that money that you're paying is going to support most likely
education.
The education system in that state.
Yeah, but not if that state tells you if that particular
I'm sending
it to North Carolina.
Well, I'm using that last guy's example because apparently he paid a 6-cent sales tax on a food product to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as a North Carolinian, you ought to be outraged by that.
Absolutely.
Because you're, you know, if you're gonna pay, if you're gonna pay,
I want to stay.
If you want, if you're gonna pay a tax,
yeah.
Well, goddamn, you ought to be supporting, you know, your state's infrastructure.
Right.
That's in our interest. What you're seeing right now, and everything, all this is so new. We were talking earlier that, you know, TV, right, was it? It took radio 40 years to reach 50 million listeners, TV 13 years to reach 50 million viewers, internet 4 years to reach that same thing. This stuff is so new that we are the Center for Entrepreneurial Development and North Carolina Electric Information Technology Association have said, you know something? These are the advocates, you know, for technology in this state. Do you know something? We don't know who's doing what, where, and why.
Uh-huh.
Now, why is that important? Well, it's important because we need to understand, one, what for North Carolina's economy, what, how many jobs are being created, what types of jobs are being created, and where is the money going?
Show me the money.
You know, well, if you know, then you can create policies
uh-huh.
that are logical and make sense. Otherwise, it's just a crapshoot.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, we might as well just be doing, you know, internet gambling.
You're doing something just to look cool, and that's it. You know,
yeah.
There's really nothing behind it. All
right. So we're working on putting together indexing and that kind of stuff so that we can educate ourselves.
Let's break away again, and we'll be back and take your calls right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell cell phone, Bell TDCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And we are here with Senator Eric Reeves of Wake County, chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee, talking about internet and taxation. So you want North Carolina to be called the network.
The networking state.
Networking state.
Right.
And you want that. Why? Why do you think we can be?
Well, a lot of it is for economic development. I think if you look at the current, you know, workers in the current generation internet, I mean, you got Cisco Systems, Nortel, these big businesses that are doing quite well and employing lots of people,
uh-huh.
great jobs, high wages, you know, type stuff. And these people are basically, you know, the plumbers of the internet. And we are, in the process of testing and we got tons of R&D going on in the park right now on the next generation internet. We are clearly at a place where we are going to lead internet too. Now, what's going to make up internet too? Going to be a lot of networking needs. And if we can be in charge or have the brain capital for networking, then we'll lead in that new economy. You know, the next new economy, which is coming quickly. So
it's really here.
We need to plant the flag, and you know, kind of like Virginia did. We're the internet. You know, Virginia, we're the internet state, and you know, they can do so for various reasons, but if we get a network access point, it's adapted to Internet 2. I mean, it's ready for Internet 2. And we have all of the R&D, or a lot of the R&D going on Internet 2 for networking, then we stand to really do a good day's work for our citizens. From a public policy angle, and from a how do you earn a living throughout the rest of your lifetime, and how do you do that? Well, you've got to work with the education system, and you need, you know, not only with the colleges and universities, but the community colleges and the K-12. Cisco, Nortel, I mean, almost all these big businesses have ready-made curriculums that if you complete it. And I'm mostly aware of Cisco's because
uh-huh.
I'm not trying to promote them, but it's just what I'm aware of. they have a whole little academy, and if you get a Cisco networking certification out of high school, you know, you're more or less guaranteed a job out there around $35,000. Huh. And that's great. You talk about a great starting salary. That's, you know, the average manufacturing salary is right around $24,000. Think about that.
Absolutely.
If we're talking about, you know, rural divide, rural prosperity, we need to be strategically thinking about how do we lift up all of our citizens and make sure that they have a way to better earn a living instead of protecting the old drivers of the old economy, just like we did this last year. I mean, this last week.
This last week, yes.
Protecting, you know, the tobacco companies, which is fine.
Now, let's hear from Earl. Earl, good morning.
Yeah, I don't really understand the concern about sending the money out of state. You know, for instance, I'm associated with a business here in town,
mm-hmm.
and if we send a $1,000 item to a person in Idaho, we've got employees here, all of us got kids going to school here, why wouldn't the 6% be more appropriate here at the point of sale than to some person sitting in a house in Idaho to get 6% for their school system, and they haven't put a drag on their school system, they haven't done anything to their school system, all of the school system need is here at the point of sale.
Well, this is Eric Reese. I think that's the point that we were making, mm-hmm. which was, if you're going to be paying a tax and you're in North Carolina, it ought to go to, you know, our North Carolina infrastructure as opposed to Idaho's.
If I buy something out of Louisiana over the net,
mm-hmm.
that Louisiana, that company has employees. They have people going to school in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Why should North Carolina get the 6% on that sale when I haven't really, you know, put anything into the school system here? You know, Louisiana, you know, the where the business is.
So here's
so you want to tax where the business is, and that also
eliminates this ridiculous thing about tracking down who bought what, when, where.
Yeah, but you know
what's the point of sale?
I'll tell you what I see, what kind of Pandora box I see opening here is that then governments are going to give incentives to companies to come.
They do anyway.
I know, but I mean, as far as sales tax. No, but as far as sales tax, and then it's eliminated it, so you're not getting anything anyway.
But that's a governmental issue. I mean, we all have issues with should we invest in the football teams and the baseball teams and the basketball teams, and it brings money. Well, if all of these state investments bring in money, why year after year after year am I being asked to pay more taxes because of all these new people coming in?
True.
I mean, they're not paying for themselves. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's probably one of the great mysteries of the world. But,
well, I mean, keep in mind, in this state, over the last 4 years, state taxes have been cut almost $2 billion. So,
and?
You know, and we're a growing state.
I know my property taxes, when particularly with the school systems. I mean, it's a never ending. It's almost like my wife's spending budget. It's a never ending.
I'm not going to get in there.
But, I mean, here we're talking about let's simplify the tax code. Let's simplify this, and here all of a sudden, you know, making the companies report back to, you know, giving me another W something or other to report to this. It just seems even more complicated.
Earl, we'll keep on talking about this after we come back.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Really, that's important. And thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. Yeah, that kind of stuff is important. We need to talk about it. Okay, the end of first hour. Next hour, we're going to keep on talking and hammering this issue. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.